The Fairbanks Roman Catholic Diocese is trying to get out the word about an upcoming legal deadline for people who claim abuse by clergy. The diocese filed Chapter 11 bankruptcy earlier this year under a hail of sexual abuse lawsuits, some dating back decades, primarily in western Alaska villages. As KUAC's Dan Bross reports, the filing began a process that includes a deadline by which all abuse claims must be received by the court.
The bankruptcy process involves consolidation of church assets for payment to a pool of victims who file claims with the court by December 2nd. With less than a month to go, diocese spokesman Robert Hannon says the church is beginning a final victim outreach effort.
We really want anybody who thinks for any reason whatsoever the church has harmed them or owes them money to come on in, because they really need to do that before December 2nd.
Hannon says the diocese is putting out another round of ads in national and northwestern state newspapers to alert the public about the approaching deadline. He says over 200 people have already filed abuse claims. That includes 130 who sued the diocese prior to the bankruptcy filing. Most of the claimants are represented by Anchorage attorney Ken Rosa. Rosa says he expects additional victims to come forward before the December 2nd deadline.
There are some villages, particularly in Athabascan country and Inupiat country, where we can trace periods of up to 20 years where every single year there was a priest or a brother assigned to that village who's a known molester. You know, when you go essentially for 2.5 generations where every kid in a village is exposed to the potential of being molested by someone who's in a position of authority, you know that there are a lot of victims in those villages.
Rosa says there are many older victims who will likely not come forward, and some younger ones who aren't ready to do so yet. He stresses that claims need to be filed with the federal bankruptcy court by the deadline, and that claimants do not need an attorney to do so. Rosa says the bankruptcy proceeding is the best way for abuse claimants to be compensated, given the Fairbanks Diocese's limited assets.
From the victims and the client's standpoint, what this does, it gives them the maximum amount of money that can possibly be extracted from the diocese and their insurance companies, and then some sort of a process for a fair distribution. It ultimately will not be a simple division of the money by you take the number of claimants and divide into the money and give everybody an equal share. It won't happen that way.
Rosa says claims will be assessed and victims will be given a share of the settlement proportional to their injuries. Bankruptcy will also allow the Fairbanks Diocese to move on without the threat of future abuse lawsuits. The diocese, Hannon says, the church is in the process of cashing out whatever it can in anticipation of a payout to victims.
Any property that isn't like a parish or a school or anything like that, we're in the process of trying to sell, and those monies will go to satisfy, go into that pot of money for claimants. Other property, in this case, an endowment, is up in the air. We say it's off limits because the people who donated and contributed to that endowment had very specific purposes in mind and legally were obliged to honor those commitments.
Hannon says it's unclear if the bankruptcy judge will order all or some portion of the multi-million dollar endowment to be handed over. He says another issue is how much money insurance companies will pay toward victim compensation.
In our case, roughly half of those who have claimed to have been harmed by the church are outside of an insurance period, so they're not covered by insurance. So that means the diocese has to pick up that portion of it. So that's fairly unprecedented in these kind of cases.
Hannon says one former insurer, CNA, has contested its coverage period, but that the company and the diocese are negotiating some level of payment. If the diocese and a claimant's committee cannot agree on what's in a final settlement package, a judge will sort out which assets will be made available to victims. Rosa says victims could see checks as early as next summer. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.